It's the Steve Cochran Show on the Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate, from White Eagle in Naperville on 720 WGN.
I want to thank Marlene and everybody in the promotion set for setting this up. Adam pushing the buttons, plugging it in, tearing it down, getting it done. The entire WGN radio staff and Todd Manley and Jimmy DeCastro. And Jimmy DeCastro wanted to say thanks, and we all do, for our friends at Allstate and the partnership we have with Allstate, from the Allstate Showcase Studio to the Hometown Voices Tour and beyond. Thank you for that. And our resident agent of the day, if you will, Carly Guardi Heitman, who made that nice contribution as well to the page Habitat for Humanity. Hey, before we wrap up, I want you to meet the pro. He's an old pal of mine and one of the finest players in the state, Curtis Malm. Curtis, lean in there, man. How are you, buddy?
Very great. Yourself?
Nice to see you.
It's good to be here.
Grab that mic like you're, you know, a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis.
Former life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Curtis has been a terrific player forever, had some time on the tours, including the Canadian tour, I think, for a while.
Yep.
Now it's just tearing it up with your Illinois pros and winning everything.
We're trying. That's why you enter, right?
Won the match play the other day?
I did last week for the third straight year.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I got lucky.
I don't think that's the case. But talk a little bit about the golf staff here, because these people that you have, you brought in, and folks we kept over, are a big part of the story.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, my assistants, Joe, Rick, and Mallory, have been great. Our GM, Paul's open. Welcome me with open arms. It's been great. It's been a very easy transition.
How's the membership? They seem like decent people?
Except for one.
One problem?
There's one.
There's just one? Other than me, everybody's cool?
Everybody's perfect.
It's one of the finest design golf courses you can play, and I'm lucky. And Andrea, you are too. We get to play a lot of golf courses in a lot of places.
Yeah, this is beautiful. And I can't wait to get out there.
I know. It's a perfect day. Mm-hmm.
It's a great track, and 27 holes. And you got room for outings still?
Yeah, we have some days available.
So I had to call Paul, I guess, and set that up.
Yeah, 983-0012.
Yeah, Paul and I.
Is that a cell?
Paul and I both spaced on the number earlier.
We were kidding about it before we came on, yeah.
By the way, Paul was just saying you're number one. I don't know if you saw that hand signal he just sent.
He thought I'm the number one. I think he's right there. So.
We were asking him before, too, about the advantage. For myself and Dave, you know, for the forward tees as opposed to the back tees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how many yards? Do we know? Front tee to back tee?
Oh, sorry, Dave. I meant just me, Curtis.
Back tee's about what, 73? 73?
Yeah, 71, 72.
Okay.
Forward tees are right around 6.
Okay.
So there's
at 74.
Yeah, there's a big gap. You can fill in anywhere you want to play.
Let me ask you a question as a pro. This story that came out the other day. There's an 11-year-old girl that qualified for the Women's Open at Pinehurst. Now the Women's Open at Pinehurst is probably going to play around 6,500 yards, I would think. She's 11.
Mm-hmm.
So even though girls mature faster than boys, we'll have that talk later on the golf course. But an 11-year-old girl she supposedly hits it about 195, 200 yards.
Yeah.
She's got to have the greatest short game on the planet. She shot 68 in a qualifier at 11 to make it into the U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah, chipping and putting. She obviously has all the 100 yards and in down.
How about that?
It's crazy. Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
And for parents who either are... want to make sure their kid qualifies for the Open next year.
No,
do you work with juniors, or do you have other
people? Yeah, we just launched this year with about 60 to 70 kids.
I always tell everybody the best thing about junior golf is to get them playing, but to let them hit balls. Let's let them have fun. I mean, what else do you want parents to know?
Just let them go.
Okay.
You know, have no expectations going into it. You know, let them figure it out on their own and have us help them understand how to do it right.
Right, and get some lessons from a certified PGA
Correct.
Teaching pro.
Yeah.
So. Well, we appreciate the hospitality. You guys have been great to have us out, and I appreciate the golf course and that new mulligan-only policy that I have in all tournaments, which is really cool. But if people want to call the golf shop and ask questions, they can do that as well, can't they?
Yeah, give us a call.
And is that a different number, or is that the Paul number?
You can call the main number. They'll direct us over. Or you can call 983-6836. That's the direct line to the shop.
I can see why you hired him. The man knows math. So.
Paul said you're number one again. That's so cool. It's so nice.
You know, I don't
what
know.
A good
I mean,
guy.
This is great. Can we come here every week? And
absolutely.
I can be number one forever.
And for you golf nuts who follow the Illinois golf scene, my old friend Emil Esposito, two-time Illinois Open champion, and he knows Curtis, and, And you're going to play next in what event that I can follow you on?
The next event is going to be the actual National Club Pro down at Myrtle Beach in June. And then the top 20 guys there get to play in the PGA Championship in Valhalla.
Okay.
So
if you need a caddy, Paul's a big fan of yours.
He's number one, right?
Yes, you're number one.
Number one fan.
Oh, again.
Thanks to everybody at the White Eagle Golf Club as well.